Secondhand smoke may be killing cats. Numerous studies have already suggested that secondhand smoke from tobacco may increase the health risk to people. But epidemiologist Elizabeth Bertone has gone a step further. In this month's issue of the American Journal of Epidemiology, she writes that cats who live in a smoking household are more than twice as likely to contract lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. Dr. Bertone joins us from member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Just how great a risk does secondhand smoke pose to cats?
Well, cats that live with a smoker at all seem to experience about a twofold increase in risk. We've also found that risk does seem to increase by the duration and the extent of their exposure.
The more smoke over the greater period of time, the worse it gets.
Exactly.
Now, your study suggests that the exposure here does not necessarily come from breathing the smoke, right?
Yes, exactly. Cats are exposed to smoking in two ways. Just as other human members of a household, they are inhaling passive smoke. But also because cats are oral groomers, they lick their fur. They're also going to be orally ingesting any particulate matter from cigarette smoke that's deposited on their fur. So they're getting both the inhalation and the oral ingestion.
Has your research actually changed what scientists believe is the cause of lymphoma in cats?
Our research has contributed another angle that has not been explored extensively before. Up until maybe 5 or 10 years ago, most research on causes of lymphoma in cats had focused on the feline leukemia virus. Many of the lymphoma cases that we're seeing now are actually in cats that have not been exposed to the virus. So we were interested in looking at whether other lifestyle and environmental factors might instead be resulting in lymphoma in cats that were not testing positive for the virus.
Other than just not smoking, is there anything that pet owners can do to protect the health of their cats?
If smoking can be done outdoors, then that will reduce the amount of cigarette smoking in the household, both that the cat and other household members are breathing in, and also potentially reduce the amount of chemical particulates that are being deposited on floors and rugs and sofas that the cat's going to be sleeping on. If smoking could be confined to a few rooms, that might limit the amount of exposure a cat's getting if the cat's not confined to those same rooms. Bathing a cat, actually putting the cat in the bathtub and shampooing it, maybe stripping away or cleaning away some of the particulates on its fur, and that might end up reducing the cat's risk because they're not ingesting as much particulate.
I'm not sure that the cat will be easily persuaded that that's good for him.
Some cats like it, but most cats don't. That's true.
Dr. Bertone, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Elizabeth Bertone is an epidemiologist at the University of Massachusetts. She joined us on the line from WFCR in Amherst.